Airdrie's Burt Church Live Theatre, BCLT, is preparing to host a Christmas-themed production in honor of the holiday season, called 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, with four showings from December 22 to 24. The play is being produced via a partnership between BCLT and Calgary-based performing arts company DIY Theatre. According to Beverly Stadelman, who is the performing arts coordinator at BCLT, this is the first partnership of its kind between the East Airdrie venue and a local theatre company. We did a call out to companies in the area to produce a work that we had chosen because it was family-friendly, Stadelman said of the collaboration. They support Calgary and Airdrie artists with their small company, so we thought that was a good partnership. She added DIY Theatre was chosen as the most suitable company to undertake the project and even hired two Airdrie actors to perform in the upcoming production. 12-year-old Linnea Laubenstein will play the role of Emily, and thespian Robin McKittrick, who is the president of Airdrie's community theatre company Nose Creek Players, will play both Mulch and Santa Claus. Shelby Reinitz, artistic director of DIY Theatre, said Laubenstein is the youngest cast member of the production, with the show's other actors being adult cast members. Linnea has been doing a really great job and it's been a lot of collaborating on the ideas, with the cast, Reinitz said. That's the way I love to work as a director, to have my inspiration come directly from the team that we've assembled. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of laughs and, we'll throw in a little bit of sword fighting and rapping in there. According to Reinitz, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas is about two friends, a mouse and a young girl, whose house was missed by Santa Claus last year, and who have a great deal of anxiety about whether old Saint Nick will skip their house again this year. They're visited by an elf who suspected they were taken off the naughty and nice list, Reinitz said. Then a big grand adventure off to the North Pole ensues. She added the story as a heartwarming holiday tale, full of positive energy that will put the audience in the Christmas spirit if they aren't already feeling in the holiday mood. We've got an amazing cast and they've just got so much energy, she said. Some of our actors have said this is the highest energy show they've ever done, and they just play together so well, and they create this heartwarming story. The characters they've created just jump off the stage at you, so it's going to be such a dynamic and enjoyable, fun, lighthearted performance. Stadelman said the production is based on an old poem that follows two friends as they travel to the North Pole and embark on some Christmas Eve adventures. It's a fun action-filled adventure play on a classic poem that we all know, she said. Tickets are currently still available for all four scheduled performances, which will be on December 22 at 7:30 p.m., December 23 at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and a special early showing on December 24 at 11 a.m. On Christmas Eve, we wanted to make sure people had time to head to their families or do whatever they want that day, she said. We know the show is going to be lots of fun for kids 3 and up, so a morning show will be just as fun as an evening show. She added the show falls within the genre of theater for young audiences and is geared toward younger spectators, as well as families. It really inspires kids about how they can engage in performing arts, Stadelman said, adding young show-goers will relate to some of the youthful cast members. The performing arts coordinator said a child's first live performance, whether it's a concert or play, is often a memorable experience. I think it's a really special moment of togetherness and engagement because the actors are going to talk to the audience. There's moments where the kids are really going to feel beyond a movie, she said. For families, it's a really great memory-making moment. After the performances, guests can visit Santa's workshop and have a chance to spread some Christmas cheer by donating to Airdrie Food Bank. There will also be hot chocolate available for families to enjoy. Those interested in purchasing tickets for the production are encouraged to visit either bclt.ca or tickets, Airdrie.ca. The response we've had from the Airdrie community makes me think this is something we're going to attempt to continue doing into the future, Stadelman said. I think having a tradition like a live play is a really fun thing, and if Airdrie can make that part of its yearly event calendar, I think it would be a great thing for Airdrie citizens to have something right here in their backyard to go to.